From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And we'll begin this hour with President Obama at the UN. In his speech today, he said he has authorized Secretary of State John Kerry to negotiate with Iran on nuclear weapons.
Since I took office, I've made it clear in letters to the Supreme Leader in Iran and more recently to President Rouhani that America prefers to resolve our concerns over Iran's nuclear program peacefully, although we are determined to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
The Associated Press is now reporting that the two presidents will not meet today, ending that guessing game. But meanwhile, President Obama also urged the UN Security Council to approve a resolution that requires Syria to keep its promise to hand over chemical weapons.
The Syrian government took a first step by giving an accounting of its stockpiles. Now there must be a strong Security Council resolution to verify that the Assad regime is keeping its commitments. And there must be consequences if they fail to do so. If we cannot agree even on this, then it will show that the United Nations is incapable of enforcing the most basic of international laws.
So what happens now? NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro joins us. Ari, what jumped out at you today?
I thought philosophically this was President Obama directly responding to criticism from people at home and abroad who say the U.S. is this sort of Bigfoot imperialist. He said that argument might make for good propaganda, but it's not reflected by the facts. It was a direct response to the argument that the U.S. does not need to play an active role on the world stage. He said, yes, the U.S. does need to play an active role on the world stage. And if we pull back, pressured by forces at home and overseas, pressured by a weak economy, exhaustion from war, then it will leave a vacuum that no other country is prepared to fill right now.
Here's some of those thoughts. Here's President Obama speaking about U.S. involvement in Syria.
The United States is chastised for meddling in the region, accused of having a hand in all manner of conspiracy. At the same time, the United States is blamed for failing to do enough to solve the region's problems and for showing indifference towards suffering Muslim populations.
So, Ari, tell us more about what the president outlined specifically, for instance, on Syria.
Well, as you said, the U.S. and Russia have this deal now to get Syria to hand over its chemical weapons. The question is, will the U.N. Security Council move to make that deal enforceable? Russia has blocked the U.N. Security Council from almost anything involving the Syrian civil war for the last 2 years. The U.S. wants military action to be on the table. Russia does not. And President Obama specifically chastised Russia in the speech, saying, this is not a zero-sum endeavor. We are not in a Cold War. There is no game to be won here.
Yeah. What did the president say about Iran?
He expressed hope that there are signs coming from Iran's President Hassan Rouhani that they want to chart a new course. He said the diplomatic priority for the U.S. is going to be resolving the Iranian nuclear issue, but he by no means accepted it as a given that this is going to come to a happy diplomatic end. He said the roadblocks may prove to be too great, but I firmly believe the diplomatic path must be tested, extending the possibility of a breakthrough, but certainly not the guarantee.
It's interesting, Ari, I'm reading some of your tweets, and you sent one out noting a similarity between President Obama on the foreign and the domestic stage, you know, hoping for collaboration to solve problems, but maybe resigned to gridlock.
This struck me so much that when the president speaks to Congress, he says, these are problems we have the ability to solve and should be able to solve, and I hope we can come together to solve them. But if we can't, I'm going to take executive action to do what I can on my own. And today, to the UN, he said basically the same thing. There are all of these problems that I hope we can solve together. We have the capacity to solve together. But if we can't solve them together, the U.S. has a unique role to play.
But still, briefly, pretty big deal that the U.S. Secretary of State will begin speaking with Iran?
Yeah, it is a big deal, but it's, as I say, by no means a guarantee of a breakthrough. It is a glimmer of hope that something will get done. But as President Obama said, you have to see whether Iran's words end up being matched by their actions.
NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro, thanks as always.
You're welcome.